Welcome to Let It Be Easy with Susie Moore.
When you think about it, if you just pause for a moment today and thought about this, do you embrace your uniqueness? I once had this expression, I don't know who said it, but I love it, which is this: who you are is why you're here. There will never be another you, with your point of view, your lens, how you see the world, your specific skills, your insights. They belong to you. And I think that is such a magical thing. I believe that sometimes we think that maybe other people think the same way we do, or what we have to say or what we might want to put out into the world isn't that original or isn't that interesting. And whenever I encounter someone who has those emotions, or they hold back, they maybe are a bit more silent, they allow other people to take the floor, take the stage, take up space, I think they are doing us a disservice. Everyone has something unique to add. This brings to my mind a something funny I loved learning about in an interview with Barbara Walters. She was known to prepare very, very heavily, extensively for hours before her high-profile interviews, interviewing celebrities, interviewing world leaders, interviewing politicians. I mean, she has interviewed so many people in her lifetime. And one of her biggest interviews, the one that she landed, that she worked very hard to get and prepared extensively for, was the interview with Monica Lewinsky. And she said that one thing that she loved to do was she'd ask people, she'd say, what question do you have for Monica Lewinsky? What question do you have? What question do you have? So of course, there were her questions as a journalist. There were her producers and the team that she worked with. But she said that she loved to ask people like the guy who would deliver the soup. She'd say, hey, you, what question do you have for Monica Lewinsky? And she said that getting insights from different people with very different backgrounds, very different views, very different ways of looking at the world are what made her interviews so rich. And I think to myself, in life, we can participate or we can stand back a bit. Right? We can let other people share their ideas and ask the questions and be visible and seen. And we can easily kind of just sit back and go, yeah, I kind of agree with that. Or that's the way that I'm leaning anyway. Or someone else will ask that question. But the truth is, no one can do it the way that you can. And when we all contribute, when we all embrace our uniqueness, we bring to the table at home, at work, in our friendships, when it comes to planning anything, when we bring our own unique insight, everyone is better off, including us, because our voice is heard. We make our contribution. We say what we think. We bring forward what it is that we want or what we believe. And then the whole, as a result, is richer. When someone holds back, there is a loss. We lose something. And I know, I remember in my 20s, when I had a lot of corporate meetings, often I was the only woman in the room, there was a lot of engineering language, there was technical language, of course, because I worked in the tech field, and I didn't always understand. Or I had ideas and I thought, you know, what if they're silly? What if someone already had that idea and it was brushed off? I knew that I held back out of fear, but I'd always find an excuse as to why I was holding back. I'd go, oh, this question isn't really that necessary, or I don't want to stop the flow of this meeting. I knew I was just holding back. I wasn't willing to embrace the thoughts, the ideas, the feelings that came to me. And I wonder, not with regret, but with curiosity, how that holding back really resulted in a loss to a team, to a group, to a community. In small ways. And of course, all of our power is in the present moment. So I think to myself, am I holding back now? Or am I in a position to embrace my uniqueness and how I see the world through my unique lens even more? When you embrace your uniqueness and you're not afraid to hold back, It's good for you. It's good for everybody you work with. It's good for the people in your life and potentially society as a whole. Because when one voice speaks up, when someone's willing to be themselves, we also model for other people how it's done. Until next time, my friends, love and ease. If you like this episode, you'll love my free workshop called Become Your Own Life Coach. Head on over to becomeyourownlifecoach.com now, and I'll teach you how to coach yourself through any of life's problems. I'll see you there.